Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Governor Tim Walz and legislative leaders have agreed on a deal that saves Hennepin County Medical Center and offers relief to Minnesota taxpayers. DFL Senator Grant Housechild of Hermantown pushed for the $125 million in property tax relief. He says the average taxpayer will see.
You're looking at hopefully somewhere near $200 in a refund on property taxes. So, you know, it's really going to help reduce some of the increases that people have seen over the last couple of years. It's somewhere around a 12 to 15% increase in the refund.
Housechild says those refunds should be available in either September or October. House Democrats are giving Republican Speaker Lisa Damith 24 hours to bring the Senate gun violence prevention package to the floor for a vote. DFL Representative Samantha Sensor-Mira of Minneapolis made the announcement.
If Speaker Damith does not report this bill by 5 p.m. tomorrow on Thursday, May 14th, I, along with other members of this body, will engage in an overnight sit-in here in the chamber. We will be doing this.
Senator Mira says they will be doing it for the community of Annunciation, the parents and families of Harper Moiske and Fletcher Merkel, and for everyone across Minnesota who has lost someone to gun violence. The Senate passed the bill along party lines, with all Republicans voting no. Minnesota Farm Bureau Federation President Dan Glessing is praising the U.S. House passage of legislation allowing year-round sales of E15 fuel. Glessing says the measure is a win for both Minnesota farmers and consumers, adding that a consistent ethanol policy helps strengthen rural economies while providing a lower-cost, homegrown fuel option. The bill now moves to the Senate for consideration. In other headlines, a northern Minnesota resort owner was killed and three others were hurt after two boats crashed on Lake Vermilion Tuesday night. The St. Louis County Sheriff's Office says 53-year-old Jeremy Johnson of Eveleth died following the collision near Manbeck Island in Beatty Township. Johnson, who was helping lead a fishing trip for veterans, was associated with Whispering Winds Resort near Cook. The 50th annual Grandma's Marathon is just over a month away. Grandma's spokesman, Zach Schneider, says this year's race weekend is drawing participants from 73 different countries.
Whoever put Two Harbors 26.2 miles away from Duluth certainly knew what they were doing when it comes to Grandma's Marathon, because we get to run our race in maybe one of the most beautiful areas you could think of in the country, right along the shores of the lake.
Schneider says 50 to 60,000 people will be in town for this year's Grandma's Marathon weekend. This is MNN.